You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Learn more about active love in week 8 of our series, Redefined.
Good morning. Good morning. I am Dean. I'm one of the campus missionaries here in Victory Metro East. And we are now in our 8th week. Okay, akalain nyo, no? 8th week na po natin. Pero alam nyo po ba, kalahati pa lang tayo ng series natin na Redefined. This is the first time that we're doing a 16-week series. And this is very, very exciting. And I do believe, sino po sa inyo dito for the past weeks? Okay, nandito kayo. And Jesus has been redefining our lifestyle. Come on. Okay, karamihan sa atin nandito, we've been talking about the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus has preached, as scholars would say, for about a whole day to the disciples, redefining what culture and tradition has been that was taught to the Jews in their time. And in Redefined, we talk about, last week, we talk about, on the 7th week, revenge, okay, or non-retaliation. Okay, sino po ba yung katabi nyo dito? Mukhang okay na? Mukhang hindi ka na babawian? Tingnan nyo nga po. Okay na, love ka na niyan. Right? But the topic today would be very much parang kadikit. Okay, it's like a continuation of what Jesus has been teaching when he says, do not seek an eye for an eye or tooth for a tooth, but instead, okay, do not retaliate when people hate on you. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43-48 says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus, thank you for your words. Thank you, Lord, for this very words that it's teaching us to love our enemies. That's why, Holy Spirit, teach our hearts to love the way you have loved us, God. We pray that you would open our hearts and mind to receive your word today and be able to apply it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and take your seats. Thank you. Okay, for the past 7 weeks and up until now, okay, we've been talking about Matthew chapter 5. And in the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus, okay, was actually talking to Jews. Okay, but you know what? Si Matthew, yung sumulat po nito, original readers, or kung kanino niya talaga sinulat itong book of Matthew is for the Jews as well. So that to them, naiintindihan talaga kagad nila yung kultura kung paano sinasabi or paano isinulat ni Matthew to para sa kanila. Kumbaga, it was easily understood within their context, so okay, so that they would know what Jesus really has to say for them. That's why to us, pinag-aaralan natin to, tinitignan natin, ano yung message para sa kanila bilang mga Hudyo, na tayo ngayon, makikita natin bilang disciples, ano yung message ni Jesus para sa ating lahat ngayon. Because the Sermon of the Mount is Jesus preaching, redefining what the Pharisees and rabbis, okay, made as a culture and tradition, and that is what they defined for the Jews in their time. And even to the disciples, kinalakihan nila yung ganung kultura. Okay, talking about anger, adultery, and then last week, retaliation, okay, even up to this point. Okay, Jesus was addressing this to Jews, okay, who are citizens who strictly follow the law as guided by the Pharisees and teachers of the law. By the book, kung ano yung tinuro nila, dun sila tumitingin sa Pharisees and rabbis, and that kung ano yung tinuro nila, sige, gawin natin. And in fact, hirap na sila. Hirap na hirap na nga silang gawin physically, externally, yung mga laws, at hindi lang yon, hirap na hirap pa sila sa thought na ang hirap namang gawin nito. Thinking that if they do all the laws, God will love them. That's what they had in mind. And probably sometimes, ganun din tayo. But at this point, in verse 43, we would see that this is the sixth time Jesus mentioned, you have heard that it was said. Okay, this is what culture and tradition defined for the Jews at that time, for the disciples in their time. And that's why Jesus had to say this, because ito na yung sinasabi ng Pharisees. The last few weeks that we've been here, lalo kung nandito po kayo, or if you would look through your Bibles and get to see, may mga topic naman po yan dyan eh. Makikita natin na, you have heard that it was said 6 times, for 5 times, nakita natin yung mga sinabi naman ng Pharisees or what culture defined for them, nanggaling naman talaga sa Bible. Yun nga lang, nabago na yung original meaning. Ito, hindi lang po nabago yung original meaning, pero nagkaroon ng dagdag bawas sa original text na binanggit sa Bible in the Old Testament and the prophets. That's why let's go to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Sabi dito, you shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Wow. Nakita natin dito, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Pero kung babalikan po natin, verse 43, asa na yung as yourself? Nabawasan. Nabawasan po ng standard. The standard that God is telling His people, love your neighbor as yourself. Ngayon, love your neighbor na lang, hanggat kaya mo lang. Because if, sino po sa inyo dito, mahal niyo yung sarili niyo? Kaunti lang. Lahat po tayo, mahal natin yung sarili natin. And in fact, araw-araw kang naliligo, tama po ba? Kasi mahal natin yung sarili natin, or hindi. Secret na lang po, okay lang. And dahil gusto nating alagaan yung sarili natin, mahal natin yung sarili natin, kahit late ka na sa service, maliligo ka pa rin bago ka pumunta dito. Mahal natin yung sarili natin. Sa buffet nga, gusto natin lagi una sa pila, di ba? Because we love ourselves. That was the standard. Since you love yourself, that should be the standard to others. But now, nawala. Sabi, love your neighbor. Intention was, oh, hanggat kaya mo lang, kung ano lang pwede maibigay, okay na yon, given na yon. Nabawasan ng standard. At hindi lang yon, nadagdagan pa. Dagdag bawas ngayon ang ginawa ng Pharisees na itinuro sa mga Jews. Ngayon, hirap na hirap sila dito. And ito yung naidagdag. And hate your enemy. Hate your enemies? Really? Sinabi ni Jesus to. Sinabi sa Bible to in the Old Testament. Why did they add that? Okay, in fact, wala po sa Old Testament yan. But because to the Jews, to them, neighbor was literally, okay, the word neighbor was literally Jews only. Yung kalahi lamang nila. So kagaya ngayon, lahat tayo dito, Pilipino, and kung may nakita tayo, bigla, Chinese, ay nako, I hate you, labas ka dito. Enemy yan. That's how it is to them. Any foreigner, any Gentile is an enemy considered already. And second, it's not only about that, but to them, it's just common sense. If there is a positive statement, love your neighbor, then therefore, there must be a negative counterpart to those who is not your neighbor, who is your enemy, and what's the opposite of love, it's hate, then therefore, we should hate our enemies. It was definitely, it was a public, alam niyo po, acceptable in the public because to them, what they understand that if I hate my enemies, therefore I also worship God by doing that. Because that's what the law is teaching according to their culture. Grabe yun. To hate somebody, to hate the enemy, to hate foreigners, then I worship God. Imagine in a service like this, kung biglang medyo katabi mo yung naka-offend sa'yo, no? Worship na, pag kailangan pagtaas ko ng kamay ko, masanggi ko siya. That's worship to God. And that is a reality to them. They have misinterpreted what the Bible was originally speaking. There might be some verses in the Old Testament of saying giving judgment to a certain group of people, to a certain nation, but that was judgment to them because sin was rampant. Kung hindi kakalat, even the people of Israel, magdadamay sila because to them, these foreigners are even willing to offer their children to the gods that they believe in. Pero yung mga Pharisees, generalize na nila, lahat ng hindi Hudyo, kaaway. Ano pa kaya yung possible reason? It's just simple. It's just our sinful human heart. We all want hate. We all love it when we see our enemies suffering. Yung pagtingin mo sa kapitbahay, ayan, lubog na sa utang. Buti nga, you deserve it. We all love, okay? We all want to feed the hate deep in our hearts. And they're no different at all in their time. That's why it was easy to add, hate your enemy, because it feels good. We all feel good about it. But to Jesus, how did he use these words? Neighbor. To Jesus, it wasn't just about the Jews. Originally, ang gamit niya sa neighbor is anyone who is near to you. Is there anybody near to you right now? May katabi ka ba? Okay, buhay po ba? Siguraduhin mo lang. Tao? Okay, that's a neighbor. Anyone near to you. At home, is there anybody with you? Okay, that is anyone near to you. That's a neighbor. In the office, or kayo lang din po yung nasa office. Okay, ta-time in ka, ikaw din papaswala sa sarili mo, ikaw lalahan. Okay, kung may neighbor ka sa office, may ka-office mate ka, then that is a neighbor. Neighbor is anyone. Okay, what Jesus is saying, anyone near to us. Anyone we encounter in life. That is the neighbor Jesus is talking about. To love your neighbor as yourself. Now, verse 44 is now saying, Jesus is now redefining what the Pharisees defined for the Jews at this time. What culture is defining for us today, he is saying, but I say to you, Jesus himself is saying, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Now, hindi lang love your neighbor. Maybe, wala na silang problema doon. They love their neighbor. They do that. Okay? But now, you don't get to see hanggang sa tapos po ng chapter 5 of Matthew, wala na pong neighbor ulit na nabanggit na to love. But to love the enemies. To love the enemies now. Jesus does not talk about neighbor anymore, but loving the enemies now, because to the Jews, this was a shocking news. Nakaka-shock po sa kanila ito. Kunyari, na-shock kayo. Huh? Okay, na-shock po kayo. Because they grew up, kagaya sabi ko na, they grew up in a kind of culture where it is a tradition, it is acceptable that when we hate enemies, that's worship to God. And not only that, they were at a time, okay, wherein Jews were under Roman Empire. Romans, who are Gentiles, since they are foreigners, are already considered enemies, and not only that, they were oppressing them every single day. Pinagtatrabaho. Okay? Sinakop. Okay? And forced labor and everything else. These are the enemies to them. Who are the enemies to the Jews? Let's go now to verse 46 and 47. We get to see, given Gentiles, yes, they are their enemies. Romans, okay? Who, ngayon, sinasakop sila. Pinapahirapan araw-araw. Imagine mo, sarili na yung bansa, nandito kayo yung namumuno. Okay, kaaway talaga yan. But not only that, even tax collectors. Because tax collectors are also Jews who work for the Gentiles, who works for the Romans. Wherein, these tax collectors, imagine mo, kababayan namin, nagtatrabaho para sa kalaban, para sa kaaway, at hindi lang yun, ninanakawan kami. Because what they would do, tax collectors would do, is that they would collect taxes from people, pero dinadagdagan nila yun. For example, isang grupo, di ba, nag-ambagan para may i-greet ng happy birthday para sa cake. So, magkano ambagan natin? Dapat 100 lang talaga, pero sabi sa'yo, actually, 250. Nanakawan pa tayong 150. That's what they do. Okay? That's what the tax collectors do. Mga kababayan nila, kumukuha ng tax sa kanila, at hindi lang yun, kinukuhaan pa ng pera, at kung ano yung para sa Roman sa kanila yon, yung sobra akin lahat yon. Enemy nga talaga yan. Traitor yung mga yan. That's what they used to call them. Traitors. These are the enemies to them, tax collectors and Gentiles. And really, there's no difference at all. If they had common enemies in their time, we have enemies today. We all have enemies today. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin, hindi, wala akong enemy. Bait-bait ko eh. Sino po yung katabi niyo? Mukhang mabait naman. Pero maniwala ko, sa hindi, meron pong enemy yan. Lahat po tayo meron. Either at home, we get to see that at home. In fact, to some, ayaw nang umuwi, border lang, uwi lang, tulog, kain, alis ulit. Because there's a quarrel at home. There's a problem at home. With friends, mga barkada, at work, naglalamangan. TV shows, nakikita natin, dapat face-to-face yan. Oh, sige, pagkitaan natin yan. In the news, we get to see all these fights around us and even more social media. Nakikita tayo, nagbabangayan. Diba, nagtatype. Typewriter pala yun. Social media, it happens. We see it all around us, but not only that, if not sometimes, but most of the time, we are part of it. We're part of it. Who are our enemies today? What Jesus meant of enemies is that it's anybody who incur pain, offense, and insult to us. So that could be anyone around us today. Meron na tayong alam natin yan, nakikita, meron na tayong listahan yan, kagaya yung sinasabi ko po kanina. There are people around us na talagang may label na yan sa ulo natin, nakalagay, enemy number 1, number 2, 3, 4, hanggang 82. Kilala natin lahat yan. That could be somebody who has hurt us the most, a family member kung minsan. Iba po kasi expectation natin, ikaw dapat sumusuporta sa akin, pero bakit sinasabihan mo ko ng ganyan? Puro mali yung nakikita ko, nakikita mo sa akin. Diba? Mga kaibigan, in fact, hindi na, ex-friends. Dati kaibigan ko yan, pero dahil may sinabi siyang masama, na-hurt ako, it hurts. Sa iba, it's hurt. So ngayon, may tampo tayo, ex-friend na yan. It could be somebody who has offended you. Offended you in such a way, workmate sometimes. Diba? Bakit ganun? Idea ko yun, siya kumuha, siya may incentive. Tapos sinasabihan pa ako na tamad daw ako. Idea ko nga yun. So ngayon, enemy na yan. Chuk, 83 na yan, pang 83 enemy. Minsan, boss. Diba? Pag nakita natin yung boss natin, ako, dyan na. Opo. Yeah. Sino po sa inyo dito, love nyo yung boss nyo? Okay, tatlo lang. Then sa para kita nyo. Message na to para sa atin talaga. Okay, mahal ko po si Pastor Romel. Okay, boss namin yan, si Pastor Mark, mahal ko po sila. May mahal mo ba yung ano mo, boss mo? Kamusta missionary natin? Okay, we're teammates. And imagine that tayo mismo, nakikita natin sa kanila, monster. Okay, nagta-transform. And that becomes an enemy. Sometimes it's people that we want revenge. But we want revenge for specific people, mga kliyente. Masyado naman demanding to. Okay, bawian ko ng service ko yan na medyo may basag yung mga produkto. Okay, mga kapitbahay, sige, lagay ka basura dyan, ibabalik ko yan sa'yo. Hindi lang yun, minsan may umutang sa atin, sila pagalit. Ngayon, kailangan makabawi tayo. Ang dami po nating enemies around us. But what are we called to do? Talaga ba ang gusto nating sabihin? Gusto ko maranasan niya yung pait at pighati na nararamdaman ko ngayon. Ito po ba talaga yung kailangan natin? Because many times, the way we relate with enemies, with these people who has offended us, is dictated by our emotions. Man, ilang beses ba natin narinig yung mga tao, di ba, na pamura dahil sa, nadala lang emosyon. Galit lang. Ganun po tayo. But Jesus is actually calling the disciples, calling us disciples, followers of Jesus Christ, to not be dictated by our emotions, but to be dictated by our Lord and Savior, and that is Him. And it is for us disciples, we are called to show obedience. Show obedience. Instead of being mastered by our own emotions and our own anger towards those people who has offended us, hurt us, and persecuted us, Jesus is telling us this, verse 44 again, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Love, at this point, Jesus is mentioning a kind of love that is unconditional and sacrificial. Unconditional and sacrificial, meaning it involves your emotion and then the actions. Because sometimes we think this, we show this kind of love to people that it involves emotion, I love you, pero walang gawa. Ano pong tawag dun? Paasa. Nag-I love you ka, tapos di ka nag-antay. Tapos di mo ginawa. kung minsan naman tayo, feeling natin, enough na to. It involves actions, but no emotions at all. Napilitan. Eh wala, nandiyan na yan eh. Eh wala, kailangan kong gawin to sa kanila eh. Napilitan, and that's not love at all. But now, since last week, we've been talking about retaliating. It's a passive kind of love. Huwag kang magre-retaliate, huwag kang babawi. But now, Jesus is teaching us an active kind of love that we have to do something about it. We have to love them in a way Jesus is telling us, unconditional and sacrificial, that when we turn to the next slide, we get to see another version of this verse in New King James Version. It summarizes what the Bible really meant at that time. Because to them, yung love po, hindi lang isang word yun na love. It entails so much by unconditionally and sacrificially loving. But it says here, ganito po nila sinummarize yung pwede natin gawin in loving enemies. Una, bless those who curse you. Say bless. Do good to those who hate you. Say do good. And lastly, say pray. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Grabe. Pag may nagmura daw sa atin, anong balik? God bless you. Pero sana hindi po masama yung loob natin. Hindi, God bless sa'yo. Sana i-bless ka ni Lord ng kidlat. Okay? So, hindi po ganon. With full intention of just blessing the person. Do good to those who hate us. Pag binato ka ng bato, batuhin mo ng tinapay na may garapon. Okay? Tanggalin po natin yung garapon. Batuhin natin ng tinapay. Filipino saying na alam po natin yung meaning nun. And also lastly, pray for those who use you and persecute you. Let me share with you a story by the name of Ruby Bridges. Okay? In 1960, she was the first black kid in an all-white school in New Orleans. And at that point, okay, sobrang lakas po ng discrimination. Sobrang big deal po sa kanilang discrimination. To a point that when every day when she would walk to the hallway of that school, other people would threaten her, shout at her, persecute her, and bully her. For weeks, that's been happening. But one time, while she was walking, and then bumubulyaw nga yung ibang kids sa kanya, she was speaking. A teacher noticed that, and then after yarin, she got a time to talk to Ruby and ask her a question, "Were you talking to them?" Ruby answered, "I wasn't talking to them. I was just saying a prayer for them." The teacher would ask, "Why would you do that?" She answered, "Because they need praying for." Do we recognize the people we have in our list, in our head, that they also need prayers? Probably they haven't heard a prayer in their life yet. And you know what? Jesus calls us to be the very first person to pray for them. Amen. Jesus is calling us that. Out of our obedience to Him, if we say, "Jesus is our priority, Jesus, let me obey your word. Give me the grace to pray for those who persecute me, to bless those who hate me and do good to them." Let us ask Jesus for that kind of grace. Imagine that kind of prayer. It's very powerful. Baka lang hindi po natin na-realize, kaya sila ganun sa atin, it's because pag-uwi niya, ang laki ng problema sa bahay. Kailangan natin ipag-pray. Let's offer a prayer to them, and it would not only give a blessing to them, it would show a very important part of your life as a disciple. It would show sonship. It would show a relationship that we have with God. It would be real to them. The claim of being a Christian is not just that, but it would be displayed, the relationship that we have with God will be displayed before their very eyes if they see us blessing them. Next verse, and the first part of verse 45, sabi dyan, "So that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven." This is not... minsan kasi nami-misinterpret po natin to, na meaning, since... if I will love my enemies, then I will be a son of God. Hindi po ito yon. Okay? It doesn't mean that way. Hindi po sinasabi, if you love your enemies, you will be saved. But instead, since you are saved, since you are a disciple, since you follow Jesus, since you are a son and a daughter of our living God, go ahead and love your enemies. we can love our enemies. We are called for that. Because the word son of, right there, the word son of, your father means, kaya nga po hindi ginawang children, no? Or any other, nilagay sons and daughters. So, wag po magtampo yung mga daughters dito ni Lord, okay? Ano ba yan, sons lang? Okay, hindi, ito po, yung original niya, ginagamit nila, sons of your father. For example, son of Romel, si Zia. To them, that means the son would inherit what the father has. Either that would be property or qualities. Meaning, as to us, as sons of the living God, of our Father in heaven, we inherit His qualities as well. We have that already. Since we are saved, we can love our enemies. And Jesus is making a point here. This is the first time in the book of Matthew na sinabi ni Jesus that God is your Father in heaven. Medyo shocking ulit sa kanila yun kasi to them, they grew up in a culture na bawal sabihin yung pangalan ni God. Takot sila kay God. But now, it's God is our Father in heaven. I have a relationship with God the Father. Then, meaning I have the qualities of my Father that Jesus is introducing to us. We have the qualities of our Father in heaven, and we are called for that because Jesus is establishing that we have a relationship with God and we have what God has. What does God have? One of it is the next part of the verse. He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Okay? Sa tingin niyo po ba kaninang umaga nakita niyo yung araw sumikat? Sa atin po, kung tayo lahat dito sumikat yung araw para sa atin, yung mga wala po dito, yung mga kaaway po natin na nasa labas, sumikat din po yung araw para sa kanila. That's just common grace. If God made the sun rise for us, gave us another day, another chance, another life, another day in our life, God is giving that to them as well because He loves them. God is giving grace to everybody. And God is gracious to us, gracious to them, even if we think they don't deserve God's grace. God gave it anyway. God gave that grace to us anyway. God is calling us to give what they don't deserve. A love for them that we think they don't deserve. Akala natin di na deserve. Kasi sometimes iniisip natin, bakit naman yung iba, okay? Lalo na yung mga kaaway ko sa labas, okay, di naman nag-church, successful. Okay? May provision, kami dito, we're in lack. And that's a different story right here. And I'm not saying God does not love you, that's why you're in lack today. That's why let's pray. If you're praying for provision, God would answer that, amen? God would provide for you. If God provided for them, God would also provide for us. It's just a natural biblical effect. If they work, diligent hands prosper, as Proverbs would say. Okay, nagte-take effect din po sa kanila yon because that's just God. He is gracious to them. He wants to give them a chance as He has given us a chance. And He is giving us a chance. And God loves us. If He's gracious to us, then let us have that quality to be gracious to others as well. That shows our relationship with God. Because if we think we're better off, if we love other people, okay, around us, who loves us, ito yung gustong sabihin ni Jesus. In the Message version, doon na tayo pumunta. Verses 46 to 47. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that. Sinasabi lang ni Jesus dito, kung tayo marunong magmahal, do we expect a reward for that? Do we expect to have a medal later after the service kasi binati mo yung katabi mo kanina, nginitian mo after worship, nginitian mo naman yan bago mo po. May medal ako mamaya. No. What Jesus is trying to say here is that if we can love those who love us, yung mga kaaway po natin, marunong din sila magmahal. No big deal. No difference at all. But what would make the difference between us and those people who hate us or the people we hate? The difference now is that when we love them, it's a kind of love that we show the love of the Father. That's what makes us different. Kung sila hindi nila kayang mahalin tayo, tayo kaya nating silang mahalin. That's the difference. It shows my relationship with God. John Piper said that if you love your enemies the way God loves his enemies, then you show that you are a child of God. You are seen to be a child of God. Loving your enemy doesn't pay your birth into God's family. It proves you've been born into God's family. How many of you are thankful that we are part of God's family? We're born of that. It will naturally come out as we choose to love and obey Jesus, as we choose to love our enemies. When we choose to love our enemies, hindi lang po natin pinapakita na genuine yung relationship natin kay God. Lastly, we show God's love. It's what makes us different from them. We get to show them that God loves them as we love them. Paano nangyayari yun? Verse 48. Therefore, you must be perfect. Muntik na yun, no? Therefore, you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is a kind of love that they never possibly encountered before. Imagine nyo, yung minura ka, ginad bless ka. First time niya narinig yun. Kakaiba yun. Because it's a perfect kind of love. The Bible is not saying here, or Jesus is not saying to us, na be perfect, na sinless. That's not it. This pertains to a kind of love that is perfect. What is the kind of love that is perfect? Originally, it meant complete mental and moral character, excellent in human integrity. Ibig sabihin, walang masasabi. Yung love na meron si God, wala tayong masasabi. Walang kulang. Actually, sumobra pa. Sobra-sobra pa yung love na meron si God para sa atin. It is the kind of perfect, mature, full kind of love that God has that we also have as sons and daughters, and it is something that we can offer the world, our enemies. A perfect kind of love. What makes God's love perfect? Because He loves His enemies. What makes our love perfect, what can make our love perfect, is not when we love those who love us, it's when we get to love those who don't love us. We can do it. God is calling us to do it, to show the kind of love that they have not experienced yet. And probably you're here and you're probably saying to in your mind, para sa akin na, hindi mo kasi alam kung anong ginawa nila. Madaling sabihin niya, love your enemies. Or pwede niyo pong sabihin sa akin, hindi mo alam kung gaano kasakit sa akin to at sa pamilya namin. You know what the truth is? Hindi ko po alam. Hindi naman po ako sumisilip sa bahay niyo para tignan yung problema niyo. But you know what? God knows about it. Jesus knows about it. Jesus felt the same way. God knows what happened to you and your family. God knows about it. Romans 5, the last verse, verses 7 to 10, speaks to us the perfect kind of love that Jesus showed to us. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. Imagine that. Para po sa isang mabait na tao, bihira pa yung mamamatay para sa kanya. Verse 8, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. We, in our sin, became enemies of God. Verses 9 and 10 would confirm that. Since therefore, we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies because of our sins, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. Who among you here are thankful that Jesus died for us? Thank you, Lord. Even while we were still sinners, while we were your enemies, you chose to die for us. You chose to give your life for us. You chose to unconditionally and sacrificially love us. Jesus was rejected. If we're talking about rejection, Jesus was rejected by his own friends, the disciples. And in fact, one of them, dinenay pa siya, di ko kilala yan. Rejection. And if we're saying, oh, if we don't know the hurt, Jesus knows the hurt. Alam niya po yun. He was hurt physically. Binugbog. Sinuntok, nilatigo, ipinako sa krus. For something that he did not do. Sometimes we're saying, di ba, inosente ako, bakit ako ginaganito? Jesus was innocent. He was crucified for the sins that we have done anyway. But he did it anyway, and not only that, when he was crucified on the cross, looking at the very people who has crucified him, he prayed a prayer, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And you know what? Jesus was thinking about us saying that prayer as well. I believe Jesus was thinking about all of us right here. While we were enemies, he already died for us. Christ died for his enemies. Christ displayed a love that is complete and perfect, mature and full for all of us. We love our enemies because God values them the same way He values us, His former enemies. We are former enemies of God because of sin, but He valued us. He loved us. He gave us an eternity to live with Him because of His sacrifice. Now it's our turn to show the love that Jesus showed us, that Jesus gave to us, so that our enemies would know that God loves them. That's why I'd like to leave us with an application, okay, saying, because God loves me, I can love my enemies. Can we read that all together? 1, 2, 3, go. Because God loves me, I can love my enemies. Not when we look to Jesus and understanding how God loved His enemies, God will give us the grace to love our enemies. Amen? And what is what we're gonna do? We're gonna be praying for our enemies. One of the best blessings that we tell them, we say to them, kahit wala sila dito, or one of the best prayers we can give to them, is to pray for their own salvation. Kahit gaano pa po kasama yung ginawa nila para sa atin, let us pray for their own salvation. If they don't have a relationship with God, and if probably meron tayong sama, may enemy tayo within the church, let's be reconciled. Let us pray for them also, that they would grow in their understanding with God. Let's do that right now. Let us all bow down. Kanina may listahan tayo. Malamang po may naisip tayong listahan kung sino-sino itong mga taong to. Villains in our lives. But now, let us take off first the label in their heads. Being enemies. But instead, let's speak blessing to them right now. All together, speak blessing to these people. Say their names or I speak blessing to them. Speak blessing to their families, their work, whatever that they do. Pray for their souls. Pray that they might know Jesus Christ. Pray for an opportunity that the gospel would be preached to them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You hear our prayers. Give us the grace, God.